This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Jared and his dad were playing a game of catch one afternoon. Jared said, "Dad, is there a God?" Well, Joe, that was his father, had a string of answers racing through his mind. "But to be honest," he said, "Jared, I don't know." "Well, if there is a God, Dad, how would you know him?" "I've got an idea. I only went to a church a couple of times when I was a kid," so he said, "I don't really know a lot about these things." But, of course, Jared, the young boy, he was deep in thought about these thoughts, and they kept on playing the game. Suddenly he headed for the house. "I'll be right back, Dad," he yelled. "I've got to go and get something." And he came back with a balloon. He'd been to the circus, and he got this balloon with a pen and an index card. "What are you doing?" "Well, I'm going to send a message to God by airmail." And so young Jared started writing down on this card, "Dear God, if you are real and if you are there, send people who know you to me and my dad." Well, his father thought this was a bit silly, but anyway, it was something that he did. He fastened the card to the balloon. "Dear God," said the father, "I hope you're watching." So Jared let go of the balloon and they stood there with their faces to the sky watching this balloon sail away. Well, 2 days later, Joe, the dad, and Jared pulled into a car wash. "How much?" "Oh, it's free," he said. "There's no strings attached," the guy said. Really? He was intrigued by the fact that he's going to a car wash and getting something for nothing. "Why are you doing that?" "Well," he said, "we just want to show you God's love in a practical way." "Wait a minute," said the father. "Are you guys Christians?" "Yeah," he said, "we're Christians. Are you the kind of Christians who believe in God?" And the guy at the car wash said, "Yes, we are that kind of Christian." And after this big grin at his son, Joe started to tell the story of how his son released this helium balloon with the message. And Joe said, "I guess you're the answer to one of the strangest prayers that God has ever received. Dear God," was that little card, "if you are real and you're there, send people who know you to me and my son." That's a great story because it points to one thing I want to say today, that God works in a mysterious way. You might have heard that expression before. But it's true, you're never quite sure how God is going to work. It can be very surprising. There are some wonderful verses from the Bible in Isaiah 55. It says, "My thoughts, says the Lord, are not like yours. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways and thoughts above yours." That's in Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. Now, that simply means this, that God's ways are not our ways. Why does God seem to provide a great solution to some difficulty we have when, you know, with everyone agreeing that it's not the best solution, but it just seems to work out? Why does God sometimes work in mysterious ways? Well, I want to talk about this today and again tomorrow. Now, I'm not sure that I know the answer myself, but here goes. Now, in the movie Rudy, the undersized Notre Dame football player, he has some tough times because his dream to play for Notre Dame is not being fulfilled. And he goes to see a priest called Father Kavanagh. And Father Kavanagh says, this was in the movie, Rudy. Father Kavanagh says, "Son, in 35 years of religious study, I've only come up with two hard facts. And these are these." He said, "There is a God and I'm not him." Now, I think that's a great statement. There is a God. I'm not God. You're not God either. But you can know God. Personally, you may wonder how it's possible. Our human limitations, of course, prevent us from thinking about God in the way that I guess we should. I mean, how can we know a God that's out there somewhere? God is infinite. He's perfect. Well, the answer to that is that God has revealed himself to us in the Bible. And the Bible says that while God is majestic and somewhat mysterious, we can seek him and find him. And if you have a look in your Bible, Isaiah 55, it says that when you seek God, you will find him. And it shows you how you can actually find God. We can find God, call on him while he is near. So God is not out there playing some sort of game of cosmic hide and seek. He's not evading you. He wants to have this love relationship with you. That's why he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins and for mine. Thank you, Lord, that there are times that you work in a very weird, mysterious way. But thank you, Lord, so much for that and that you do. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.